WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where within the hour, the Senate passed a House-approved stopgap government spending bill that avoids a last-minute crisis at the end of the week.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 11. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Allowing Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to announce,
I have good news for the American people. This Friday night, there will be no government shutdown.
This bill keeps some government agencies funded into January, others into February. Near San Francisco, President Biden is trying to improve frayed U.S.-Chinese relations. After talking to Chinese President Xi Jinping for several hours, the president announces,
we're reassuming military-to-military contacts, direct contacts. As a lot of you press know who follow this, that's been cut off, and it's been worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis.
Those Chinese-U.S. communications cut off when the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had flown over much of the U.S. mainland. Back here in Washington tonight, a confrontation between police and protesters at a Mideast war-related demonstration outside Democratic Party headquarters. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis.
Police say six of their officers were treated for injuries. Some were pepper sprayed or punched. One person was also arrested for assaulting an officer. Members of Congress were evacuated from the area earlier. The protesters included people with If Not Now and Jewish Voice for Peace, calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They insist they were peaceful. They are accusing the police of violence.
And in the Mideast war, Israeli forces have now occupied Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, despite that staff's repeated insistence that Hamas militants are not using the facility as a base of operations, as the U.S. and Israel have claimed.
At some point, they will try and evacuate, but how they do that, it's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to be very, very difficult, and they're very worried. At the moment, doctors inside say they're losing around 5 patients a day.
Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem. SpaceX cleared to make a second attempt to launch its Super Heavy Starship rocket from Texas. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood following.
It's been nearly 7 months since the first Super Heavy Starship test flight ended in a spectacular failure. Since then, SpaceX has made hundreds of modifications and improvements, and they've met all the requirements set by the Federal Aviation Administration. So with an FAA launch license finally in hand, SpaceX hopes to launch the rocket on the program's second test flight Friday morning.
AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now $3.35. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
A lot of schools talk.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of their worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjan Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about your brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want to be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight and 42 degrees by daybreak. Light south to southeast winds, but nothing light about that breeze on Thursday. We'll see south to southwest winds gusting up around 45 miles per hour. A partly sunny sky, 63 degrees in the late day. It's 33 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I've been thinking about this. I want to call this the Release the Kraken Tapes Wednesday edition.
Happy hump day, Crudy. Release the Kraken. Nate, working the board. Thank you for your hard work. Our fair audience, happy, happy hump day.
You're going to have to wait till the happy hour to hear the Kraken Tapes. We have the Kraken Tapes. We have the testimony given by Sidney Powell and a little bit of the Jenna Ellis as well. We're going to release that in the 5 o'clock hour for you, our audience. And we're going to have some fun with that. Two first name guy, that Senator Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. Well, he keeps talking about Fight Club.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, Crudy.
I didn't think as a U.S. Senator, you were supposed to talk about Fight Club. I thought he was a big man, strapping lad like myself.
Oh, no, man. He's like, I looked it up. He's 5'8", man. He's like barely taller than me. He's a little dude.
Little Napoleonic complex, Tom.
maybe a little of that going on. Come on, Mark. Where are you making us short guys look bad?
Do you think he wears the DeSantis sliders and the heels?
It's entirely possible. Given the over response, given the brashness of the senator who got shouted down by Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't doubt it, but you know. Who am I to judge?
No, I don't know the man. I mean, I know he's got like 6 kids, but I see him like in a Corvette with like an AR-15 as his co-pilot, you know, trying to cover all the inadequacies all at once.
That's a total bro sesh for sure. Red Corvette. Yeah. Yeah. You know, check the boxes.
We'll get back to that, Tom. But let me ask you a question. Why do Republicans hate engineers? And apparently diversity.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of math that goes on with engineers, and I'm not sure Republicans are very good at that sometimes.
We got a fine guest joining us. She's probably good at math. We're not going to do math on the radio, but maybe a little governance. We've got the minority leader, our friend Melissa Agard, state senator from Madison, coming in here in the Solidarity Realty Studios real soon, like 20 minutes from now. You'll stick around for that. But Tom, let's start today. It is a rare day when you can say the entire business community, nearly at least all those impacted by engineering, are against the actions of these Republicans. And by these Republicans, I mean Boss Voss and your buddy, Jay Sortwell. Apparently, they're of one mind on this, Tom. Yeah,
they've merged their agendas.
I referenced the reporting of Kelly Mayhofer over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin businesses need more engineers, but Republicans are holding up the UW-Madison project that would help address the shortage. And you say, why?
Why? Well,
we'll get to that. The Republican war on diversity, equity, and inclusion could cost Wisconsin hundreds of engineers. That's every year.
Collateral damage. No biggie.
The GOP-controlled legislature declined to fund a new engineering building for the University of Wisconsin-Madison as part of the state budget. The project would expand enrollment in the engineering college, and the decision dealt a significant blow to the state's flagship and to the business community, which is typically aligned with Republican interests but finds itself at odds on this particular project. The two have teamed up to push for the building's approval in the remaining months of the legislative session. In surveying every lawmaker about their position on the project, it is clear many support the building of a new engineering building, Dom, but Republicans are holding it hostage to extract concessions from the state university system around the DEI programming.
Again, sounds a little like log rolling to me, Crudy.
Little bit. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, said once a deal with UW is negotiated around the DEI and other demands, you know, the terrorists have their demands, Dom, the legislature would present a proposal that includes the engineering building. So we can't have raises for the staff, any of the UW staff, because Robin Voss wants to eradicate all funding for diversity.
Now, my understanding, also, Governor Evers is suing on that topic, in that specific regard.
He might sue, but that's not changing Robin Voss's mind. When you can waste the taxpayers' money in litigation, why not?
I mean, OPM, Crudy.
But to fail to fund capital investiture, and I mean, they've funded other capital investiture, talking about this very same Republican-led legislature.